We hear this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog.
Hello and welcome everybody to our 32nd episode of the Gutenberg Changelog. In today's episode, we will talk about what's new for the blog editor in WordPress 5.6, of course, Gutenberg 9.3, and WordPress 5.6 Beta 3. I'm Birgit Pollihaar, curator at the Gutenberg Times, and I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, designer at Automattic and core contributor to WordPress. How are you doing this evening, Mark?
Hey, Birgit. This week, as you well know, has been intense. I feel for every American right now, having to endure the back and forth of the voting process. However it turns out, I sure hope we all just can grow together and strengthen each other through this. But yeah, intense. How have you been doing?
Well, was there an election going on? Well, it has been intense, of course, even outside the election. And yeah. I was glad that I removed Twitter from my phone. So I wasn't constantly checking on the news, which kind of induced some anxiety a bit.
Good call.
And I rather binge watched a new series. And let me tell you, The Queen's Gambit was an utter delight. It was,
oh.
It's funny. It's a great episode piece. And if you think that our 8 episodes about chess could be boring, far from it. It was really well done.
You know, Netflix has recommended that one to me as well. And knowing that Netflix knows everything about me, I got to sit down and watch that one. It looks interesting.
Do that. And we'll be interested to hear what you think about it.
All right.
So last episode, we had a few technology problems, or actually one, but an apologies to our listeners who got the wrong file for the 31st episode. There was some human technology interface misfires that resulted that we uploaded the wrong file. But not only that, it also took us a couple of days to notice. So I'm really sorry about that. The problem has been solved, and if you weren't able to get the new episode, you might want to delete the existing episode from your podcast app and request it again. And then you should then it will download the newest version. This RSS feed thingy on some of the podcast apps is a little tricky, for not very conducive to human mistakes. So I guess WordPress Core wasn't the only one having technology hiccups last week.
Yeah. Thanks for bearing with us, listeners. We appreciate it. That brings us to WordPress 5.6 Beta 3 is released. I know we've said that Gutenberg 9.2 was going to be the last version that made it into 5.6, but the team has been backporting a few single PRs as fixes into 5.6, and they've been doing this in like 9.2.1, Gutenberg 9.2.2, and also this week with 9.3, which just dropped but a couple days ago. Mostly bug fixes are being backported right now for the block editor, though. If you are interested, we'll have a list of the backports for all the beta versions in the show notes. Beta 2, Beta 3, and Beta 4 is coming on November 10th. We'll see for 5.6. And a release candidate 1 will be coming out on November 17th. So, and keep on your date on your calendar for December 8th, which will be the release of WordPress 5.6.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, release candidate 1 means every bug fix needs to be in, every string is befreezed. That's actually just the release candidate says it should be the version that goes out. So, yeah, Gutenberg, not only 9.2 is going to be last version, but it's also bring everything in what is in Gutenberg since the 8.6 version of the plugin. So before we go dive into the what's in WordPress for 5.6 for the block editor, let's talk about the Gutenberg 3 release, which was this week, November 4th. And it's the first Gutenberg release that it's not included in 5.6. And it has quite a few improvements for the full site editing flows and also for the site editor navigation panel. And of course, all the good things that have been implemented for the widget screen. But those are all the experiments, and we're going to dive into it a little bit later. In the enhancements, we have one thing is that the font size presets is now considering all the different units. So if it's rems or ems or clamps or pixels or VW or something like that, any valid CSS property for font size is now accepted as the presets. That's a big milestone for theme developers as well.
Yeah, I like that. It's great.
Yeah. And then there was just a line item in the release notes, but it kind of reminded me of now the post formats in the list are now in alphabetical order, not in the order that the programmer thinks they should be, but in alphabetical order. But it reminds me that I've used post formats in Tumblr, but I never used it in WordPress. So maybe it's time for me to catch up with it and see what the block editor can do for it. And then also that the alignment options are from toolbar to toolbar to block from one block to the other, always in the same order. So users can actually trust that if they do the second from the top, it's always the same. And then the buttons block received an overhaul in the alignment and justification controls. That I really wish that would be backported, but it's an enhancement. So feature freeze for 5.6 was with beta 1 on October 20th, so it doesn't get in.
Yeah.
And then for accessibility purposes, the focus position when tabbing back to the block editor is now retained, which was a hiccup for keyboard and screen readers. Then we got some dark mode UI enhancements. I'm really happy that they're in there. I was testing the theme 2021 on a new site and actually selected a dark background and had a few hiccups with my blocks that I couldn't see the handles and all that. And I chatted with you, Mark, and then I'm glad that you jumped on it and it really made it better.
I a lot of themes are embracing these dark modes now and allowing options. If the OS of your computer is set up for dark mode, it automatically conforms to a dark mode setting on your theme. So really cool stuff, and I really like that we were spending some time to get the UI up to date with some of these dark mode.
Yeah, and it's so much easier now to,
to
manage that. Yeah.
One thing I want to correct is I keep calling it dark mode, but it's actually like is a dark theme setting, right? That kind of gets interjected. Like dark mode, I want to clarify, is actually something else. Like we can have a dark mode UI in Gutenberg, and I could foresee that being something else where the UI of Gutenberg takes on a dark mode, not just the editor displaying the dark theme patterns from the theme, right? So they're kind of separate in that instance. I think it was Johan that kind of shed some light on that for me.
There is actually in the 2021 themes test scrub this morning, that's Friday morning, on the core channel was actually a discussion on how, because the 2021 theme team is actually considering making a dark mode toggle switch and then see how that flows. Normally the dark mode is more for apps, right? You have the, or for browsers or for your operating system. It's not so much for websites per se that they offer a dark mode. And so the team on the 2021 theme is kind of considering having an experiment with pushing forward on that, offering dark modes for users, the visitors on your site. And that has some interesting ramifications when you switch a normal light theme to dark mode, how the theme color setting would need to change.
So last I heard that was getting moved to a plugin. Did it change from that? It is still okay. So it's they're looking at it in a plugin right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they were discussing that where the toggle would be, or should this be available and all that. Yeah, it was
that
very interesting.
Has to be figured out.
Yeah. And another enhancement is the social links. It now has also Patreon, Telegram, and TikTok icons. I think there are now 40 some icons available through the social links block.
Wow.
So But to clarify, this is not the social sharing buttons. This is the social profile buttons that come with the social link block. There is no core block for social sharing.
For sharing, yeah.
Yet, you know, maybe?
Who knows? I was looking at that social links block the other day, I think, actually. It was the other day. And it's interesting, like the whole setup, you know, for the social links block right now has undergone a lot of changes, you know, where it just kind of shows some circles with color, but it doesn't really show any social media yet until you add the ones you want. And I think it's done well, because I know before it was a little confusing. So,
yeah, it still might be confusing. So, but there's some learning curve, with it. Yeah. So, because I think the color choices are not content creators to make. It comes from the icon that you select when you put the link in. But it got through quite a few iterations, and I like it very much to have that now in a block instead of a menu or something like that. Yeah.
And so there were 27 experiments in this release for 9.3. Full site editing saw many of them, such as disabling the customizer and widget screens for full site editing themes. So if you have a block-based full site editing theme and the hook it's noted in that then the WP admin will recognize that and shut off any widget screens or the customizer from the WP admin panels menu. Automatically enabling full site editing experiment. So you have the Gutenberg plugin, it's automatically enabled. You don't have to go into the experiments and turn it on. Removing the demo templates, which is nice. So you really relies on some of the theme templates that are created. There's the site editor, saw a lot of changes, which ties directly in with full site editing. Adding dropdown to create generic templates. There's adding the option to convert a template part to regular blocks. That one's actually
that's good.
Pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that. Fixing invisible template previews in the sidebar. This must have been a bug, but so they fixed that.
No, invisible template previews are a feature, right?
Yeah, it's a feature.
Invisible ink. Talking about dark mode.
So there are several more in the site editor, but continuing on, there were query block improvements. When you add the query block now, it gives you a list of variations similar to the columns block. So you could kind of select your layout of the feed that you want. Mm-hmm. Sticky posts are now supported in the feed in the query block. And then there were global styles improvements and a few navigation component improvements as well, including like adding support for right to left languages and fixing the focus behavior when opening the panel as well. And then that we saw about, did you have anything to add on that?
No, but this is coming along nicely. I think, and it's, I need to reserve some time in the middle of a night to test some of the full site, again, coming back to full site editing testing. And so I think it's time now to get involved in that and not be completely frustrated.
Sure. I know. Let get the opinions out there now while it's fresh, right?
Yeah. But it's an interesting move to say, okay, we automatically enable the full set editing experiment.
Yeah.
That's different from making the widget screen default. It's kind of one step lower from that. So
it is.
I think the people learn from all that.
It's not taking over anything, right?
Right.
It's still something separate.
And you can switch it off and then be done with
it. There were 23 bug fixes in this release. I'll listing a few here, fixing the visual regression on the color palette editor. There are some overlapping issues there. The cover block restoring default overlay background. So that's corrected. There was fixing the single column block display for smaller screens. So there was evidently a problem there. I really liked that single column addition last release. Let's see, fixing the gallery block undo issue. So you can undo properly in the gallery. And fixing embed blocks rendering in widget areas. Yes. And
quite missing. Yeah.
Right. There were some problems there. And fixing the design of the color and gradient controls. So, lots about 23 bug fixes. So,
Yeah, there are three new APIs. There are a little, there seem to be of the smaller nature, not the big new APIs, but it's allow text buttons in the drop-down menu. That's in the toolbar, is certainly now available for plugins, or and then support the custom viewpoint width in the block previews. That helps with the smaller screen and the column for the block preview to so the plugin developer can have a control about this. That's really good. Documentation got a few updates. One I really like is an update to the glossary that now includes more block-based terminology. So we all know what template parts mean, what templates are, block variations are, block patterns, all that terminology and lingo.
And just when you get it down, then we'll change it again.
Right. Yes. The block navigator is now what? List view.
And options are now preferences. So
right. Options are now preferences. And then there were some updates on the code quality. There's nothing in there that I would kind of remove anonymous components from the global style sidebar. The global style sidebar is really cool. Yeah, so don't get me wrong. But what I wanted to point out is the CSS in JS is now coming more and more to the WordPress components. And this one, this time it's for the spinner and for the disabled components.
Right. There were 18 build tooling improvements, and those included things like loading the 2021 theme by default in Gutenberg's local environment. So if you're using the WP Envy setup through the plugin, then you get 2021 on by default.
Yeah, that local environment is actually really cool. I used it the first time 2 weeks ago when I was looking at your PRs, and it was really fast. And I'd liked it because you can pull it up in any directory or anywhere and then just stop it and then it's gone again.
Yeah. So was it my PRs that made it so exciting?
The PRs were exciting, yes, because I like the changes that you made to the dog theme things.
Just kidding.
I know. I know you were, but I kind of think, But I now went through the whole process of how to test a PR of somebody. Yeah. So because I got my first PR request.
Excellent.
From you, and I wanted to go through the process. Was quite interesting, and I got my second one now, so that's going to be a real technology.
Oh wow! Now I'm going to start pinging you all the time on.
Right. Yeah, I have nothing else to do.
And like I write a lot of PRs.
Right. Yeah, but it's actually a good experience to for non-coder experienced people to go through that and just test some PRs.
Yeah,
You can do it, and I can do it. You can do it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Another one of the tooling improvements was moving to Dart SAS, a compiler. So using Dart as a so I think it's like we're not using really npm SAS as the command, but just SAS or something like this. It was interesting. Improving end-to-end test stability was another one, which was a big one because Birgit, for like the last 2 weeks, if you were submitting a PR and there were tests that were failing just all the time and had nothing to do with the changes that you were making. So it's so good to see that contributors are spending some time to help improve these end-to-end tests. And so we don't have these fails all the time.
Yeah, this can be really frustrating, but it's also important that these tests are done.
Yeah,
because there's so many things that can be automated, automatically tested. So PRs can be merged faster.
But, totally. Yeah. And they help keep a lot of consistency with coding as well and syntax and stuff. But finally, brings us to our last column or our last section of various items. There were three of them. All three of them were probably something that goes over my head. And that's why they're in the various stack here, but creating a block, updating the list of categories to pick from. So when you, as a plugin author, create a block, you have some categories that you can put your block into. We had to update that list. The performance benchmark, as y'all know, who listen along that when they do these performance benchmarks, they're testing with a sizable post of around 36,000 words and about 1,000 blocks, which is incredible. Yeah, I think I, my average posts, I think I'm using about 20 blocks maybe. So 1,000 blocks, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Anyways, indeed. From Gutenberg 9.2 up to this release, we saw a little slight slowing in the load time, about a tenth, what is it, tenth of a second or 4/10 of a second. Mm-hmm. And then to the key press event, again, about, you know, a little less than 1 millisecond of a change.
Half a millisecond, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these performance benchmarks, I think if I would ever do 36,000 words and 1,000 blocks, my ventilator on my machine would really be getting a workout because that would text really my machine. So we're coming to the section of our podcast that deals with active development and what's discussed. First up is the every month now Anne, and this time it was, I think, Daisy created a focus post for the November for the team, what's going to be worked on. And of course, it's the preparation for 5.6. It's about full site editing, the query blog, global styles. And then in the blog, she also put in which meetings to join and how to test things. So it's a good, if you want to start out contributing or just want to know what's going on, that's certainly start there. And then you can work your way backwards if you're just getting up with Gutenberg development in 2020.
You know what, Birgit, while we're talking about that particular mm-hmm. post, I'd love to hear from any listeners out there how they like those posts, because they're so full of information and really good links and insights into what's happening with Gutenberg. I'd love to hear if anybody has any opinions on those posts, because I know the team is always looking for ways to improve the communication channels and things. Are we posting those to the right blog on Make Core, or do you think those should be shared out anywhere else? Let us know.
Yeah, good questions. So Alex Shields from the Meta team started a discussion on creating a block pattern directory, similar to the block directory that went into 5.5 or 4, to have a centralized repository for block patterns that people can, well, content creators can search for and then just install that one pattern. It definitely needs some input from the community, what you think about. So should it be similar to the block directory that it's in plugins, or should it be in theme, or should it be a total separate, yeah, new post way, post type kind of way to do this? There are some in the community, there are some examples, yeah, and inspiring that out there. There's Share a Block by Jeffrey Carendang.
Yeah.
And then there's the Gutenberg Hub templates from Munir Kaval. And then the Redux framework also, and a lot of themes and or many themes and frameworks also offer patterns and landing pages out there. So, but I think it would be really helpful for content creators and publishers that are not into installing plugins, not into working through a framework, bigger framework, to just be able to find a block pattern that they like and then just install it. Mm-hmm. So your input would definitely be important and wanted. We, of course, like always, we share the links in the show notes on the Gutenberg Times.
I need to catch up on Alex's posts there, Birgit, but I'm very curious to find like how these, like, are these block patterns just going to include core blocks, or if the block pattern includes a block from a particular plugin, is it going to automatically install that plugin for you? So full of questions. I'm sure the team there, the Meta team, are probably figuring that all out.
But oh, they have similar questions. Yeah. So the whole post is, I think, about 20 questions or something like that.
Okay. So they asked us the questions.
Right.
Oh,
what
okay.
do you want?
Right. I like that.
Yeah. And speaking about the block directory, Michael Arestad has created the version 2 of the block directory, designs for it. And he has a post that wants your input and he's requiring your feedback. It's on the Design Make blog. And there's also a video. So the design team does once in a while show and tell.
Once a month.
Okay, thank you. And they do it on YouTube, so you can follow along or just kind of watch it afterwards. And Michael did a walkthrough his designs for the block directory. It's really interesting to see and kind of gets you right in there from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah, that block directory, those designs are a lot more involved because, you know, you're installing a plugin essentially when you're adding those blocks. So Michael, I think, did a really good job at kind of bringing in sort of that plugin kind of feel where you mm-hmm. are including active installs, reviews and stuff, but still showing the block that's going to be added to your site. So
mm-hmm. yeah, and he builds on the prototype designs from Mel Joyce a year ago. Yeah, so that weren't not all implemented because the admin pages for the block directory, so the designs are mostly for the admin pages of the block directory. Right. That part hasn't been implemented yet. So he has the version 2 is kind of the next generation of that prototype from Mel Joyce. All right.
And let's see where, so that wraps up what's in active development. Oh, so we have a little treat for content creators today, Birgit. You managed to get together all of the Gutenberg or a lot of the big features that are going to be coming from Gutenberg into WordPress 5.6. And so we thought we'd go through that list with you all and kind of briefly talk about some of the big ticket items that are coming in.
Yeah, it's kind of going through the memory lane from Gutenberg changelog episode 24 to 31.
Yeah.
The best of, so to speak.
The best of. There you go. That's it.
So, before we kind of head first into the list, I also noticed that the frequently asked question about the block editor has been updated. It was still the version of 2017 or 2018, and Anne McCarthy did an update on it. So if you or you know somebody who starting out with Gutenberg on the block editor, it's definitely a link that you wanted to share with somebody so to answer some of the questions that we all had to years ago when it came into 5.0. Yeah, so 8.6 to 9.2, the block directory got a few more enhancements. It was new in 5.4.
I think you're right there.
Yeah, so, and now there were some iterations on it.
Two releases later.
So, but what I like about it is that there is now a reinstall button on the block type when the block isn't found anymore. So, if you search for something and somebody says, you used it before, installed it, deleted it again, and now you can reinstall it if you used it before. So that's definitely a good new feature there to point out.
That is.
Yeah, there was a lot of tightening on the overall UI. So the block editor changes are actually more qualitative and not kind of new feature-ish. So it really makes it a much more better experience. So the editor in full screen mode now shows the display, it displays the site icon for some right. Then there's some tightness. Well, we mentioned it before. Block navigation is now list view.
Right.
And then there were some changes for when the block validation doesn't work right, and there's a temp block recovery, that's now the default option. So some people or sometimes you have these, this block had an unexpected error and would you wanna attempt to recover it or do you wanna delete it or just make it a plain paragraph or something? I think that flow has been much improved. What else is in there? Improve the UI of the custom gradient pickers. Has the gradients now also have a sharp option.
That's key. Just, I like that. Yes. Yeah.
So it's not just a gradual kind of go from one thing to the next. So you can also have sharp geometric forms in there. And this is really exciting.
Playing labels instead of icons in the top toolbar. There's that one I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, there was quite the time coming. It took a while to get this into that. And there were a lot of comments around it. Yeah, like 63 comments, 29 commits, 28 files changed. Sometimes it's really surprising how much work goes into something so little. Yeah. What else is in there? The options are now preferences. Don't forget that. Yeah. And one is that now all static blocks, core blocks, and I think also the ones that are coming in from plugins, I need to verify that, but now have an anchor ID. So now you can have links or link to parts of a post, not just the URL, but from parts that are not headings. So you could link to an image or to a media and text block or to a simple paragraph so that the citations can be much more direct or pointed when you link to somebody who uses blocks, and mm-hmm. or you can make them available for somebody who wants to help you with the post. Yeah. So if you use it for social media, for instance, you can just kind of highlight that quote and use that HTML anchor to directly link to it. I really like that very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't, it's in the still works, still in the works for dynamic blocks. Yeah.
There's a lot of inserter sort of changes, you know.
Oh,
you
I mentioned... forgot one thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The transform feature now also works for multiple blocks. So you can transform multiple heading blocks into a list or a paragraph, mm-hmm. and you can transform multiple selected blocks into columns. And that really changed your creation flow there. Definitely. I think that's it.
So there were inserter, as I mentioned, updates. Birgit, you pointed out that we have terminology all over the place for this quick inserter, canvas inserter, slash inserter, sibling inserter. Well, nevertheless, the canvas or sibling inserter has a new redesign, as many of you have seen, adding the block variations to the slash inserter. So the slash inserter is when you type in forward slash and it pops you up a whole list of blocks. You could quickly search and add blocks to your page. You have block variations in there now. Adding reusable block tabs to the inserter, which is a good one. So on the inserter panel, you have multiple mm-hmm. things, right? Everybody recalls these additions. Adding block pattern category selection to the inserter was a big one. You know, and hiding the quick side inserter when the user is typing as well. So several changes in the past, several releases for the inserter and kind of how you get blocks into the document, which is really cool. Block variations have seen some changes over the last few releases, like adding support for finding variations using keywords and including block variations in the inserter, as mentioned. Block patterns have been enhanced, cleaning the patterns list to include in core. Block pattern updates to various types of patterns that users would like to include in their documents, and styling improvements to all of them. So yeah, just lots of really cool UI changes and patterns, block patterns that are being added for you content creators. What else did we have?
Well, speaking of block patterns, 2021, the default theme, we haven't talked much about that here, but it will bring additional block patterns to the ecosystem. So, we mentioned the discussion about the block pattern directory already. So the block toolbar has gotten a lot of different changes. And one of the major changes was that the drag and drop feature was actually hidden. So yeah. Good, so well hidden that people thought it was actually dropped. But it wasn't. And now there is now a clear separation between the arrows and the handler for the drag and drop in the block toolbar.
We simplified the UI so much that there was no UI for it. So fixed.
Well said. Yeah, and the block movers are just a little bit bigger for touch targets and visible focus rectangle. Yeah. And added the pull quote block got added to the transformations. You could transform a paragraph into a quote, but only from a quote into a pull quote. Mm. And now you can do it right away. So
Very nice.
Yeah, as mentioned, the new options page, I really like how that comes along. Yeah, with the keyboard options, the more tools and options, it's now preferences.
The flow of it is really nice, so I agree.
Yeah. Really yeah, and well. There are some great designs actually discussed right now. I will pull that out so people can kind of look at it, because now it has become so much that the design team is looking at having a little sidebar with headers and then different pages come through that, similar to Twitter or preference pages or other apps. Yeah, so yeah. I think using that design model is really cool. Yeah, as mentioned, the drag and drop got a few additional enhancements and fixes.
Yeah, thank goodness, right? Yeah, that needed improvement, so.
Definitely needed a lot of love.
For those of you not using the Gutenberg plugin regularly and you rely on these bigger WordPress releases, you're going to see a big improvement with these drag and drops. Mm-hmm.
And it really works now well. And I finally got accustomed to using drag and drop before I just didn't bother with it, but now you can really easily drag and drop something from from the normal place to into a column or into a cover block, and it doesn't lead you astray or to the end of the post and all that. Really good. All right.
We had there were sidebar improvements, like the sidebar controls have been polished, adding modern WP admin color scheme support. So there was the modern admin scheme and we added that there to support it. Making preview and save draft buttons use the same style. You know, lots of other additions in the sidebar. People will notice the UI kind of improving throughout. Keyboard navigation and shortcuts are improving, of course. Lots of just the interface there. I know even being discussed right now in current development is kind of allowing people to edit those shortcuts and make them their own, you know, so.
Yeah, the editing or adding keyboard shortcuts was always available for the plugin developers. So if they had a plugin and they wanted to add keywords, that was possible, but the users won't be able, as it's still discussed. But what I really liked about that is that quite a few people had trouble with the full screen editing that came with 5.4. It was also, and now there is actually a shortcut to switch it on and off. So it doesn't get into the way that much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It just requires 11 fingers to do the shortcut. but yeah, it's. I look at that shortcut and I'm like, oh my goodness, is that really a shortcut?
How would I ever remember that? Yeah, but that's only us old folks talking.
right. Maybe those younger folk could really handle it quite well. And of course, I want to bring up, there's been so many updates for accessibility in Gutenberg. So if you're coming into it from WordPress 5.5 and you're going to just see the new stuff in 5.6, you're going to be impressed. We've come so far with accessibility and really making this something that is usable for all people. And I'm really proud of the work that's done there.
Yeah. Yeah. And now we come to the things that those are the blocks, the core blocks. Have they been changed or are there some new things in there? And a few blocks got a lot of love and some of the blocks aren't mentioned or have only limited changes. But I do like that we have the buttons block has some changes, and it reduces the style conflicts for the theme developers. And you get an example now for the buttons block, because the buttons block change has a lot of changes in the last 2 years. And now it's actually a buttons block with multiple buttons in it. And that's a different concept. So that is certainly something that will improve. Yeah, having more than one button in a call to action or in a paragraph or after a paragraph. So that is really cool. The columns block got the two new features. That one is the single column functionality of the columns block. So you could just have a paragraph.
Have a single column.
Yeah. And then also transform two columns from a single block. Say you can say, oh, I want to do, instead of media text, you can say, okay, I want to do this in a columns and then transform that. The cover block really got quite a few iterations. You get the control for the video positions or the focus for that. The cover block also has now the repeated background options. That is a pattern. So you can have a pattern in your cover block. Reminds me a little bit of MySpace, but it's much more faster. Yeah. And the overlay capacity has additional UIs for that. Wasn't there also the alignment of the...
Yeah, the text inside of the cover block.
Inside of the... Yeah, you can have a little... Move it around and yeah, it's really... That's great. Mm-hmm. The embeds block got one that I could find enhancement that it actually is able to use a 9:16 aspect ratio styling. But other than that, the embed blocks are only, there were a few removed. One is the Hulu block was removed because That's Hulu right. stopped supporting OEmbed. The same happens with Facebook and Instagram about a couple of weeks ago. So we remove, or this was then removed from the embed. Now you can also upload PDFs to the file block, and that is fixed. Was that a core block where it also does a little thumbnail? Ooh. I might be mixing that up.
Yeah, I don't recall.
I think that, yeah, because Kevin Barcia has a...
I never look at that file block.
Yeah. Yeah, I used it for my little Gutenberg Nightly project quite a bit.
Oh,
because of course I upload a file and then I use the file block to download that or to show the download button. That's actually quite nice. If you have something that needs to be downloaded, you just drag and drop it into your canvas and then it uploads the file in the background and creates the button, and you just have to put in the name of it that you want to have on the button. So it's really cool. So the gallery block got a few enhancements.
Talked about a few, like the undo thing was fixed recently, but yeah, some of the enhancements there are pretty nice too.
Yeah. So the image caption is now used as a fallback for alt text, which I really like that that's a feature now. And the caption is now centered again. There was a bug fix there. If you need captions that have more alignment options, there's actually a plugin out there. It's called Editor's Kit. Which gives you also left alignment on when you have multiple line captions. You probably want to put them left aligned because that's easier to read for people.
Yeah, so for readability.
Readability. The group block did not get any love. The heading block, except for changing the group block description. But the heading.
Oh, I like that heading block. Yeah.
Yeah. Now has wide and full width options for the alignment, and that is really helpful. The image block got some additional features and fixes for the image editing and also the ability that it allows you to upload external images. So that is a feature, external images from when you copy paste over from another system, like Google Docs, for instance. That's where we used it, or I use it quite often, is when I write in Google Docs and have collaborators work with me there, and then we upload images to the Google Doc and then highlight the whole thing, Control A, and paste it into a post or a page, the image wouldn't come through. So the image would always point back to the user's directory. They would be public, but nevertheless, if the user deletes that Google Doc, the original owner, the image would go away. And now there is in the toolbar a little button where you can click on download that image to my media library and replace it in my post. So that saves a lot of work.
Spacer block getting reduced down to 1 pixel. You
can... Well, the latest post block.
Oh, yeah.
Got some additional feature. One is that you can put links into the featured image. The image alignment controls are fixed. And that's twice in there. So the post featured image is now the link to the post, but you can also add a different link to it. So that's two things about links. The list block finally has color controls. Yay!
Media and text. Inline text. Color.
Yeah, the media and text just got some bug fixes. So it always shows up on top of the text in mobile. That was a feature that you, if you forget to switch that on, it kind of now it does it out of the box. Yeah, the spacer block, you said. Yeah, that was a big deal. Now you can have a spacer block with one pixel.
Yes. For those of you who really need that pixel adjustment, right?
Yeah. And the search block got a lot of love.
Oh, there was a lot of changes there. Yeah.
Yeah, you can now add a button and a label and a width option and the different. So it's really cool.
Different layouts.
And we talked about the social links block already.
Mm-hmm.
The placeholder experience is now much better with the first inserting.
Right.
And you can have the links open in new tab. Yay. And then the last one is the video block. Now has tracks functionality. So you can have caption tracks and all that.
Really cool.
Yeah, you can have a much better experience for their visitor.
Yeah. Those are the big highlights that are coming into 5.6 WordPress. 5.6, so
yeah.
Give them a go. Try them out. You content creators should be pleased with a lot of those features coming in this release.
Yeah. And this also brings us to the end of the show. As always, the show notes will be published on gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. This is episode 32.
31, I thought.
32?
We're on 32. Yes, you're right.
Oh. I'm sorry. It's 32.
You win. 32.
I win. And if you have questions and suggestions or news that you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful time post-election.
Yes.
No matter how it went, worked out. And we see each other in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think so. Next Gutenberg release. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
It was wonderful seeing you again and spending some time talking.
Same here. Thank you. Goodbye. Until the next time.